Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. If you've been trying to make a contact on 80 metres of a Sunday night and are plagued with high levels of noise, well, you're not alone. The club's 80 metre net will not be on 80 metres this Sunday night, will be on 10 metres on 28.450 MHz, plus or minus, depending on other stations and other traffic. The club's 2 metre net will be held as usual, starting at 7 p.m. local time on the Redcliffe repeater. Now, the grapevine tells me there's been some criticism of the VK4RBN 2 metre repeater and its operation for some of its users. For the information of all users of this repeater, access to the repeater site to undertake any and all repairs, including installation of new equipment, is extremely limited. Yes, the tail on the repeater is 1.4 seconds long, and yes, Club President Peter VK4EA has put extensive time and effort into ensuring that the repeater is working efficiently. The Redcliffe Club welcomes all comments and suggestions about the repeaters it manages, but could you put those in writing to the club and not over the air? This allows for any specific complaint or improvement to be handled quickly and efficiently, and also provides a feedback to you about the issue if you wish to make a comment. The club's email address is www.redcliffradioclub.org.au, or you can read the text edition of Q News to actually find out the full address. Look, all suggestions and comments should be directed there, and all are welcome. The repeater, for those who don't know, now has a Tait T800 Series 1. The cavities are made by Sinclair. The antennas are the same, that is, four bifolar dipoles. No tone is required for access. However, owners of radios that get overloaded by strong adjacent signals, there's now a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone on the output. Now, last Wednesday, the Wednesday crew, commonly known as a gaggle of retired gentlemen, also christened the new club barbecue, with Chef Peter, VK4PhD, doing the cooking, and a number of others supplying the bread, onions and fresh farm eggs. All in all, the food was great. And many thanks to Peter and to all the others for supplying the accessories and the fine cooking. It sure beats eating biscuits, Harry, doesn't it? Well, that's it for now. 7-3 from Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox and the Redcliffe Cub.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following WIA National News. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the silly season of weather seems to have started with the promise of higher insurance premiums to come. Close to the 40th anniversary of Cyclone Tracy levelling much of Darwin, there have been early extreme events through Queensland and other parts of the country. The 24th sunspot cycle continues to intrigue and stimulates interest amongst operators anxious to catch DX before the inevitable lapse of the bands into quiet. New models are coming out from major equipment manufacturers, and hopeful amateurs are hoping their hints will materialise as new toys under the Christmas tree. Just as an aside on the weather, the last time we bought water, because of drought, the rains came, and we ended flooded in. We recently bought water, and with the recent falls, our tanks are almost full. So really, life is a bit of mystery, and what happens, we have to take in our stride. What has gone before is some guide, but this year I hope we can plan for a traditional holiday period, but that could mean great radio conditions, or conditions for the great use of radio. Enjoy the ride, and keep safe. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.